In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Today, the Holy Church is celebrating the holiday of the circumcision of the Lord. It was 8 days from his birth as a human being born of the Virgin Mary, and he was brought into the temple and given over to be circumcised. He didn't need to do that. It's those who have sins that they were ordered to be circumcised from the time of Abraham. And of course, it wasn't necessary for him, but he did it for us. He did it for us to comply with the laws that were given by the Lord himself to the people because of their sinfulness. So he took our sins in him, and he, as if circumcised us, himself for us. And he took away that rule, and we Christians do not need to be circumcised that way in the flesh. But we have to circumcise our heart. We have to cut out all the passions. We have to destroy all those things that are not pleasing to our Lord. The Lord says through the apostles in one part of the scriptures where he says we have to crucify our flesh with all its wants and passions and wants, and this is what we have to do. And we have to purify our heart. We have to not look for our own will, but look for the Lord. We have to give up and circumcise that will of ours, cut it down, and not to look to do our will, but always to look to fulfill the will of our Lord. As the Lord has given an example, he fulfilled his Father's will. He came on this earth, he suffered down here, and finally even to a point of the great suffering at the, not as a little child at 8 days old, but he cried from the pain of the circumcision, but he suffered continually throughout the world, seeing our misguided fallen nature, how we have strayed away from the Lord, how we're not using his grace to be able to conquer all those things that have to be conquered, because we don't believe enough in the Lord. We don't have enough hope. We do not have enough love for him. And that's why we're depending on ourselves, on our strength, and how foolish we are. We still haven't quite learned that without, the Lord said, without me you can do nothing. And he meant it. Without the Lord we cannot do anything. We cannot live. Life is given to us all the time by being sustained by the Lord because of the Lord's great love for us. He created us in his likeness and image. And my beloved, we have to try to work on ourselves so that we will become a temple for the Lord, so that the Lord will come into our heart and make his abode with the Father and the Holy Spirit, and so that we will be able to be rejoicing in the Lord's presence. The demons, they fear God all the time, and they're all the time suffering in his presence because they have hatred for him, because they cannot love him, because they have become proud. And this pride is keeping us away from God too many times. Let's get rid of that pride. Let's be willing to take all the humiliation, all the troubles that the Lord allows to befall us in the gratitude and thanking the Lord and saying, thank you, Lord, that you are allowing me to go through this suffering. And just don't let me lose sight of you. Be with me all the time. Never leave me. And this is the kind of attitude we should have. And we should know and always remember that the Lord's commandment, the first and the highest commandment, is to love God with all our mind and heart and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourselves. And who is our neighbor, first of all? We must acknowledge that it is our soul that lives and abides in our body. And that without the soul, the body cannot function at all. When God takes the soul away, the body just goes to sleep, and then finally decays and turns back to earth, only to be resurrected later by the Lord, where he gives us again a new body which unites with our soul, and we'll be able to do one of the two things. Either we glorify and thank God for all the life, or we suffer because we have picked up that terrible spirit of the evil one that cannot stand the presence of God. My beloved, and let us not fall for that, and let's not fall for any of the trickery of the enemy. Let's try to remember the Lord. Just the memory of the Lord's presence is enough to keep the enemy away from us. Don't let anything take us away from the Lord. Remember the suffering of the little baby, and Jesus, 8 years old, how he had to suffer through the circumcision, and how he suffered the whole life, seeing us being tormented by the enemy. For whatever happens to us bad, he says, whatever you do to others, he takes it as if we do it to him. And so when we suffer, he suffers. When we rejoice, he rejoices. This is what the great love is all about. And this is what we have to try to learn, to have that kind of love, so that we will be able to rejoice with those who rejoice and suffer with those who suffer. And then, of course, we have the St. Basil's celebration today. What a great saint he was. He was very highly educated, but shortly after he had learned everything there is to know at that time, he went to the biggest celebration, the biggest, most famous teachers to learn all the things of the world, the philosophies and all, and everything that there is in the world to learn. And then he finally started, when he started to go into the scriptures, he knew that everything else was so empty compared to the scriptures, and he became a true pastor. And when he was when they tried to pull him away from the truth and pull him into some kind of a heresy, one or another, that was at that time prevailing, and even the emperor sent an emissary to him and to threaten him that if he does not receive communion with the heretics, then they would cause him all kinds of harm. And St. Basil answered to him, well, if you're going to start torturing me, then what's going to happen? I will die right away, because I'm so weak and frail, and my body will not be able to withstand that torture. But if you're going to take away my riches, I have no riches. I have only things that I wear, and that's all. And everything belongs to God anyway. So I have no fear that you take away anything from me. If you're going to exile me, and that's no threat to me, because I know that the Lord belongs, to the Lord belongs the earth, and every place in the earth, the Lord is there, and I will be with him. And if you threaten me with killing me, that will be the greatest joy for me. I'll be able to be rejoicing, because you will make me to be together forever with my Lord, whom I wish so much to be, as St. Paul once said, that he wanted to join and to be with the Lord in the kingdom of heaven. So when the emissary went back to the emperor, said, oh, he's unshakable, there's nothing we can do, no way we can coax him to, or threaten him to turn to our faith. And the emperor then let him go and stopped attacking him and trying to force him into following these heresies. This is the kind of a saint that we have to follow in ourselves. This is what we have to look and do, not fall for any kind of heresy, not ecumenism, not anything, not the spirit of betrayal, which is Sertianism, not none of those things. Let us not fall for those things. Let us try to hold on to the Lord and remember his love, the love that had went to the extreme, as he said. There is no greater love than when somebody gives his life for his neighbor, and that's what he did for us. Glory to God in the highest, and may the Lord bring us in our hearts and souls, bring us every day closer and closer to him, so that we'll be able to eventually face the Lord eye to eye, and then see the God the Father through Jesus Christ. Amen.